I want you to be happy, always happy in the Lord. I repeat, what I want is your happiness. Let your tolerance be evident to everyone. The Lord is very near. There is no need to worry, but if there is anything you need, pray for it, asking God for it with prayer and thanksgiving. And that peace of God, which is so much greater than we can understand, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Rejoicing Sunday. And how little, somehow, do we rejoice? The beginning of the story of the Incarnation begins with rejoicing. Rejoice, O highly favored one, the Lord is with you. And when Mary visited Elizabeth, Elizabeth explained, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And on that first Christmas night, the shepherds were told by the angels, we bring you news of great joy. And yet for many people, religion is a very solemn, somber affair. I love that little story of Groucho Marx, who received a letter from a clergyman, and in the letter the clergyman congratulated Groucho on his great ability as a comedian and thanked him for all the joy and happiness he had brought into the world. And Groucho, in his inimitable way, responded to the clergyman and thanked him for his compliments. But unfortunately, he said, I have to thank many clergymen for the joy and happiness they have taken out of the world. A terrible indictment on religion. And we are joyful people because we are a loved people. We are a saved and redeemed people. And to be loved and to love brings great joy and happiness to a person. A number of years ago, I had business in the bank just before Christmas and went along, big crowd in the bank. And the cashier that I was queuing up for, unfortunately, wasn't there. And there was quite a kerfuffle behind the counter that this man was missing. And eventually he turned up and we started to move. But his companion in the next little kiosk said, oh, Mickey, you're late. And the manager's mad. And Mickey turned and with great debonair carelessness said, well, that is the manager's problem. And when I got up to the counter, I said, Lord, you're in great form today. I got engaged last night, he said. I got engaged last night. And I thought, how wonderful. How wonderful. I hardly know Mickey. I certainly don't know his girlfriend. And yet Mickey loved and Mickey was loved. And I benefited from it. I, a stranger to the two of them, I benefited. And as I left the bank, I said, and I love God, and God loves me. And is anyone the better for it? We need to rejoice and to bring back that rejoicing in our faith. A recent book, which I found lovely book, Between Heaven and Mirth, by the Jesuit James Martin. He calls for joy and humor and laughter, which are at the heart of the spiritual life. And he encourages us to recover what perhaps we have lost. And we recover the joy through thankfulness and the contemplation of light-hearted moments. It is living in gratitude in times both happy and sad. And we do not turn to God only when we are sad. We turn to God, hopefully, at the moments of play, at the moments of happiness, at the moments of delight. And so this Gaudete Sunday, remember the happy moments and pray in them and try and bring some happiness into the world, helping other people to rejoice.